reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidi al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila Reflect to Succeed. MashaAllah, this is the beautiful month of Ramadan, a very blessed month, a very sacred month. So make sure to make good use of your time during this sacred month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, today we do have a very insightful, beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the mystery behind wudu. Yes, and as we journey along today's episode, we are going to be learning about cleanliness, about wudu, and also the science behind making wudu, inshallah. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one who sends salawat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will find my shafa'ah, my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers of Badri Channel, we are going to be discussing the mystery behind wudu. But before that, it's important to note how important cleanliness is in Islam. For you to be in a clean state, for you to be in a pure state, for your body to be clean, for your clothes to be clean, for your surroundings to be clean, and for the place of ibadah to be clean. All of these, it matters, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Cleanliness. You know, in the narration, it's mentioned that cleanliness is half of Iman. And the Quran teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who adopt cleanliness, loves those who are clean. Before the advent of Islam, people were in darkness. People were lost. People would indulge in so many sins and vices and evils. They didn't know how to purify themselves. They didn't know how to make wudu. They didn't know how to make ghusl. But with the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught you and I how to clean ourselves, how to make wudu, how to make ghusl, how to relieve yourself, how to clean yourself after answering the call of nature. So yes, cleanliness is a very, very important aspect in our religion of Islam. Now, a person, he mentioned that he invited a non-Muslim university student in Belgium to accept Islam. So the student asked him about the scientific benefits of wudu, but the person could not answer. So he then took the student to a religious scholar, but he also had no knowledge about it. And another person who had scientific information told him several benefits of wudu, but he also could not tell the benefit of massage of the neck, wiping of the neck. And that student went back. After some time, he came and informed that his professor informed him during the lecture that if a few drops of water are sprinkled on around the back of the neck on a daily basis, one remains protected against the diseases of the vertebral column and spinal cord. And listening to it, he realized the wisdom and the mystery behind the wiping of the neck during wudu. And the student also said that I now want to accept Islam. He then became a Muslim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, each and every act in Islam has significance. You know, the problem of depression is growing in Western countries, right? Brain failures are being reported and more mental asylums are being established. Long queues of psychiatric patients may be seen at psychiatric hospitals. You know, a physiotherapist who holds a diploma from Western Germany said that a seminar on the topic possible cures for depression other than medicines, it was held in Western Germany. And one of the doctors revealed an amazing discovery in his speech, saying that this doctor says that I advise the patients of depression to wash their faces 5 times a day. They acted on my advice and experienced obvious improvement in their condition. I also advise another group of the patients suffering similar diseases to wash their faces, their hands and feet 5 times a day. And they also got cured to a very great extent, alhamdulillah. And in the end of the speech of this doctor, he accepted that depression is rarely found among Muslims because they wash their face, their hands and their feet during wudu several times daily. Allahu Akbar. A heart specialist, he also remarked with assurance and guarantee that if a patient of hypertension makes wudu and then his blood pressure is checked, his BP will be definitely lower. And a Muslim psychiatrist said that wudu is the best cure for psychiatric patients. The Western experts advise the psychiatric patients to wash their body parts like wudu several times a day. Even the order of washing the body parts during wudu is beneficial. Washing of the hands in the beginning, it alerts the nervous system, and that causes the veins of the face and the brain to feel its effects gradually. Then the order of washing the hands, then rinsing the mouth, then sniffing water into the nose, and then washing the face and other body parts, it reduces the risk of paralysis. You know, if a person washes his face and wipes his head, in the beginning, he may suffer several diseases. Allahu Akbar. And subhanAllah, there are so many sunnahs in wudu. And each sunnah is a source of barakah and blessings. Take for example, the miswak. Even children know that the use of the miswak in wudu is sunnah. How can words fully express the blessings of the sunnah? You know, a businessman says that he met a new Muslim in Switzerland and he gifted him a miswak. He became happy, he kissed the miswak, he touched it to his eyes and he started to cry. He then took out a handkerchief from his pocket and unfolded it. In that was a small miswak, approximately 2 inches in length. He said that when he embraced Islam, he was given that as a gift. And he used it with a lot of care. And it was almost finished. That made him anxious. And it was by the grace of Allah Ta'ala that he received another gift of miswak from this businessman. Allahu Akbar. Then he added that he had a chronic infection in his teeth and gums. And the dentist had no cure for it. So he started to use the miswak, and after a few days, he felt better. He went to see the doctor, and the doctor was surprised to see that he was cured. And the doctor said that he could not be cured in such a short period of time with the medicines he had prescribed. Now just recall what he used. He pondered and recalled that he had become a Muslim and had recently started to use the miswak. And due to the use of the miswak, he was blessed and healed. And when he showed the miswak to the doctor, he was astonished. Allahu Akbar. Using the miswak, it improves your oral hygiene. Miswak has a lot of benefits, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this world and in the hereafter. Miswak contains chemical substances which protect the teeth from many infections. You know, it's stated in the book of Hashia al-Tahtawi that use of the miswak, it strengthens the memory and the eyesight. It cures headaches. It relaxes the veins in the head. It removes phlegm, improves digestion, and increases brain power, increases the number of the birth of one's children, and delays aging and strengthens the back. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And how beautifully it's mentioned that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered his blessed home, he would use the miswak first. And it's also mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up from his sleep, he would use the miswak. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, physicians, they have said that sometimes sores develop in the mouth due to stomach acidity or the heat and results in the spread of a particular type of germs in the mouth. So to cure this infection, chew a fresh miswak and move the saliva around the mouth for a few minutes. And by doing this, several patients have been cured. Subhanallah. You know, according to a research, 80% of diseases are actually caused by dirty teeth or an upset stomach. Sometimes the teeth, they are not cleaned properly, and therefore many germs, they grow in the gums. And these germs spread up to the stomach and cause different infections. Now remember, the toothbrush that we have nowadays, the toothbrush is not an alternative to the miswak. Experts have concluded that after the toothbrush has been used once, germs remain on the brush and are not removed even by washing the brush. In fact, they multiply in the brush. Now the toothbrush, it destroys the natural shining of the teeth. The use of toothbrush affects the gums gradually, and that causes gaps in between the gums and the teeth. And food particles, you know, they also get stuck in the gaps. These particles, they rot and germs grow there. And as a result, infections of eyesight, in addition to other diseases, are developed. The eyesight goes weak, and sometimes the person becomes blind. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to offer 2 rak'ah after one has used the miswak is preferable to the 70 rak'ah offered without using miswak. And it's also mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that make it necessary for you to use miswak because it cleans the mouth and brings about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said that there are 4 things that enhances one's intellect. Avoiding useless talking, using miswak, keeping the company of the pious, and acting upon one's Islamic knowledge. Subhanallah, these 4 divas of Madani channel improves your aql, improves your intellect, and out of that 4, and one that was mentioned was use of the miswak. You know, Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab al-Sha'rani rahimahullah, he narrated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Shibri Baghdadi rahimahullah, he once needed miswak for wudu. So what he did, he searched for it but could not find it. And eventually, he bought a miswak for 1 dinar. That is a gold coin, and he used it. And some people commented that, you know what, you have spent a lot of money. It's very expensive. So he replied and he said that the world and everything in it is not even as much important in the court of Allah as a mosquito's wing. If on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala asks me, why did you miss the sunnah of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The wealth I bestowed upon you was not even as much important in my court as a mosquito's wing. Why did you not spend such inferior wealth on getting such a great sunnah, that is the miswak? Then what reply will I give? Allahu Akbar. Look at their thinking, devs of Madani channel. Now it's mentioned that Allama Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah, he stated that the awliya have said the person habitual of using the miswak will be blessed with reciting the kalima at the time of his death. And the one taking opium will not be able to recite the kalima at the time of death. Allahu Akbar. So all of these devs of Madani channel are the benefits of using the miswak. Now, in wudu, right, we start off by firstly washing our hands. And what is the benefit of that? We have to think that and realize that we use our hands to touch many things, and because of that, different chemical substances and germs, they come into contact with our hands. If our hands are not washed throughout the day, then they may have skin infections like pimples on the hand, skin irritation, eczema, and fungus infection, etc. So when we wash our hands, the rays emit from our fingertips, activating our internal electromagnetic system, a part of which approaches our hands and causes beautification of the hands. Subhanallah, and that is why we start making wudu firstly by washing our hands. What a beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, news of Madani channel. So the hands become free from germs. Otherwise, these germs, they would enter our mouth during when we rinse our mouth and would have reached our stomach, causing a couple of infections. The air we inhale contains a lot of deadly germs. Bits of food also remain in our mouth and around the teeth with saliva. So rinsing of the mouth and doing miswak in wudu, clean the mouth thoroughly. You know, if the mouth is not cleaned, then AIDS, that is acquired immune deficiency syndrome, one of its early symptoms include mouth sores. And doctors have so far failed to discover any cure for AIDS. The immune system of the patient is unable to resist diseases, which causes death. Then we see cracked corners of the mouth. We see rotting and blistering of the mouth. So it's important that we wash our mouth, rinse your mouth, gargle your mouth. And you, inshallah, you'll be prevented from all of these diseases. Now, it's important that if the person is not in the state of sawm, of fasting, it is sunnah to gargle the throat. And one who gargles regularly, he will not suffer from tonsils, and he will be saved from several types of throat infections, including throat cancer. And since, of course, this is the month of Ramadan, so when you are rinsing your mouth, do not gargle your mouth. Rather, just put water into your mouth, rinse it, and make sure that it doesn't go down your throat. Otherwise, if it does go down your throat, then your fast would be broken. So it's important, viewers of Madani channel, to make sure that you rinse your mouth. And remember this important ruling as well, that in the state of fasting, do not gargle your mouth. Now we go on to, we see that the lungs, they need air, free from germs, smoke and dust, right? With about 80% of humidity. To provide this type of air, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed the nose upon us. And to humidify the air, the nose, it produces about 1/4 gallon of moisture. And they are microscopic and invisible bristles in the nose. These bristles, they kill the germs coming with the air. And in addition, these bristles also provide protection. Yes. And they are called lysozyme. And with this, the nose protects the eyes from infections. And alhamdulillah, one who makes wudu, rinses his nose with water. And thus this important organ, the nose, it gets cleaned. The electric properties of water, they improve the ability of the bristles. And so a Muslim is saved from several complex diseases of the nose due to the barakah of wudu. Sniffing water into the nose, as is done during wudu, is very, very beneficial for those patients who have chronic flu and wounds in the nose. So as we can see, the viewers of Madani channel, by washing your hands, benefit there is there. By rinsing your mouth, so much benefit there is. By rinsing your nostrils, even there is so much of benefit, the viewers of Madani channel. And a Muslim does this 5 times a day for each salah. Allahu Akbar, how fortunate are we, the viewers of Madani channel. And upon that, we say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Nowadays, pollution caused by smoke, etc., is increasing in the atmosphere, right? Vehicles, factories, all pollution, and it causes smoke. And different chemical substances, lead, etc., in the form of dirt and dust, they accumulate on our faces and eyes. If the face is not washed, our face and eyes would catch several diseases. You know, a European doctor, he wrote a thesis on the topic, eye, water, and health. And in that thesis, he emphasized that keep washing your eyes several times daily. Otherwise, you would suffer dangerous diseases. You know, washing the face, it prevents or minimizes the risk of pimples on the face. And expert beauticians, they have agreed that all types of creams and lotion, whatever you use, whatever a person can use of creams and lotions, they leave spots on the face. And to make the face beautiful, it is necessary to wash it several times. You know, a senior member of the American Council for Beauty reveals that Muslims do not need any chemical lotion. Why? Because their faces are protected against diseases because they wash them during wudu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the experts of environmental protection remark that in order to prevent face allergy, one should wash it frequently. And alhamdulillah, this is only possible during wudu. You know, by washing a face during wudu, the face is massaged, the blood circulation improves towards the face, dirt is removed, and its beauty increases even more. Its beauty multiplies. And all of this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, due to the barakah and blessings of making wudu. Now, I want to draw your attention towards a disease that reduces or puts an end to the pure secretions of the eyes completely, and the patient gradually becomes blind. Now, according to medical reports, if the eyebrows are washed occasionally, this disease may be prevented. And alhamdulillah, one who performs wudu, washes their face, his eyebrows are also washed. And those lucky Muslims who have adorned their faces with a beautiful beard, mashallah, they should listen to what a professor has said. And this professor, he said that when one washes the face, the germs present in the beard gets washed away. The roots of the hair become stronger when water wets them. And doing khilal in the beard reduces the risk of lice. And in addition, presence of wetness in the beard, it protects against diseases related to the muscles of the neck, thyroid glands, and the throat. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. All of this is by simply washing your face. And this is achieved several times during the day by making wudu. You are, of course, this should not be done, you know, just to get the medical benefits out of it. When you do this, then you should do it for the pleasure of Allah. Make sure your intention is good. Because by doing that, when you do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, you'll be rewarded. And as a bonus, you'll be getting this as well. But if not done for the pleasure of Allah, then how would they be rewarding it? A person will be losing out. So always make sure that the intention behind doing this is for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now, there are three major veins in the elbow that are linked to the heart, the liver, and the brain. And this body part usually, it remains covered. If the elbows are neither wet with water, nor are they uncovered for air, several mental and neurological complications would come about. And in wudu, arms, including the elbows, they are washed. And this act, it strengthens the heart, the liver, and the brain. And these organs will also be protected against diseases, inshallah. So this washing, it strengthens the muscles of the hands. And then we wipe our head. You know, the carotid artery is between the head and the neck, which links the vertebral column, the spinal cord, and all body joints. So when a person wipes his neck during wudu, the rays emitting from the hand, it enters the carotid artery and transmits to all sections of the neurological system via vertebral column, strengthening the neurological system. Now, someone mentioned that he says, I was doing wudu at a place in France, and a person was looking at me. And after I completed wudu, he asked me who I was and where I belonged to. So this person says that he answered him that he's a Muslim, he's from Pakistan. And he then asked this person that how many mental asylums are there in Pakistan? And this person says that I was surprised to listen to this strange question. However, he says that I replied that there might be 2 to 4 such asylums. He asked me that what I was doing a few minutes back. So I told him that I was making wudu. He asked whether I do it daily. I said that I do it 5 times a day. So he got amazed and he explained that he is a surgeon in a mental hospital and researches the causes of mental disorders. And according to his research, signals transmit from the brain to the entire body so that organs may function properly. And the brain, it floats in a fluid all the time. That's why it's not shaken if you run. If it were a rigid organ, then it would be damaged. And some thin nerves of the brain act as conductors, and they spread into the body through the neck. If the hair gets longer and the back of the neck is kept dry, dryness may occur in these conductors, resulting in what? Resulting in mental disorder and insanity. And so he concluded that moisturizing the back of the neck 2 to 4 times a day might be a remedy. Just now, he saw me moisturizing the back of the neck and remarked that you people cannot suffer mental disorders. And in addition, moisturizing, it also prevents the sunstroke and meningitis as well. Allahu Akbar. So yes, viewers of Madinah Channel, look at how beautiful our beautiful teaching of Islam is. And after washing your hands, you rinse your mouth, you rinse your nose, you wash your face, you wipe your head, you make masah of your neck, you make khilal of your beard. And thereafter, we see you washing the feet also. And we see that the feet gets dusty the most. The gaps between the toes get infected first. And washing the feet during wudu, it removes dirt and germs. And remaining germs, they are removed when khilal between the toes is done. Washing the feet in wudu according to sunnah, it removes diseases like sleeplessness, dryness of the brain, tension and depression. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed wudu and drank the leftover water of it in a standing position. And it's mentioned in the hadith that this water is a cure for 70 diseases. And fuqaha, they have said that if one performs wudu using some pot and some water is left over, it is mustahab to drink that water while standing and facing the Qibla. And we see that drinking the leftover water of wudu, a Muslim doctor has said that it improves the functioning of the bladder, removing difficulty in passing urine. And the second, we see one is freed from unlawful lust. And also he says that it removes burning of the liver, the stomach, and the bladder. Allahu Akbar. So yes, viewers of Madani Channel, you know, subhanallah, the topic of wudu and science is being discussed as you are listening. And nowadays, people are more interested in science. You know, there are many people in our society who are impressed by Western researchers and scientists, and such people must know that scientists have failed to resolve so many issues. But our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already solved those matters. Scientists have now claimed to have landed on the moon. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled beyond the moon on the occasion of the Mi'raj, the ascension, about plus minus 1500 years ago. Subhanallah. So yes, Yusuf Madani Channel, this was the mystery behind wudu. Remember, the intention should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.